Now notice, then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, this is verse 11 I'm reading now, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. Now you'll find out that not only did the people choose Saul, but Samuel did. Samuel loved Saul. He wanted him to make good. He wished he had made good. He loved him, and actually was for him, I think, a great deal more than he ever was for David. But it was now God's rejection, and Samuel, of course, must execute that. And Samuel is obedient to God, but Saul was not obedient at all. And we find out now that when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and is gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou of the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. You see, he says that he's been obedient. But notice Samuel's retort to this. Verse 14, And Samuel said, What meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? Now, listen to this man as he begins to use double talk, and he begins to use subterfuge and to attempt to camouflage his conduct. Verse 15, And Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Now he attempts to say that he's done this for a very pious reason, that the end here was that they might have fine, excellent animals to sacrifice to the Lord. Well, that wasn't it, of course, and that was attempting to cover up disobedience by some pious purpose that he pretends that he had in mind all along. And of course, it was not that. And yet today, you find that same kind of hypocrisy in our contemporary culture. I get rather amused to find out that the liquor interests, they give money for certain beautiful gardens and beautiful spots for the people to visit. And they like to always make it known, and the papers are apparently delighted to record it, of how much in taxes they pay each year that they are paying their way. And of course, anyone knows that the alcoholics today are costing our government a great deal more than any taxes that are coming in for liquor. So that there is the tendency today to take that which is wrong or that which is evil, and many of God's people turn disobedience and attempt to turn it to some very pious purpose. And I'm not sure, but what we're all guilty of that sort of thing. I found out that when I was a young preacher, I'd come out of seminary with an old beat-up jalopy, an old Chevrolet, and when I entered the ministry, I was satisfied with it. I was not married, and I enjoyed driving it around. My people were embarrassed by it. In fact, they got so they felt it was sort of a joke. And then I met a young lady, and I began to pray to the Lord to give me a new car. And I told him the reason I wanted it, that I would be more efficient in my visitation. And I want to be very honest with you, that didn't even enter into it at all. What I wanted was a nice car to go see this young lady. I hadn't thought of it before in helping visitation. May I say, it's so easy today for those of us that are human beings and those of us that are believers even to try to put a very pious purpose to something that has another purpose altogether. And that's certainly true of this man Saul here. Now, if you'll notice, he blames the people. The people spared the best of the sheep. But we're told that Saul did that too. In fact, he's the king, and he's the one that is responsible. Then Samuel reports to him what the Lord had told him that he has rejected.